to throw. Has time. Over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right. Needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 97 yards.
Now, here's your host, John Schmell.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Hashtag Giants Chat on Twitter. Send in your comments, your questions. We'll talk about them. And a lot to talk about this morning on Giants.com. First things first, I'm not sure if you guys saw it out there, but just a few minutes ago, Pro Football Talk sent out a tweet reporting that Jason Pierre-Paul will undergo back surgery today, hopes to be back for week number one. Now, here's what I could say about this. The Giants have not made an announcement regarding this yet, but I will also say at this point, there's very little reason to believe this is not true. That's the best I can put it. So we'll talk about it. Give us a call. According to the report, Pierre-Paul hopes to be ready for week number one of the season. But this is back surgery, and if you undergo back surgery, odds are Jason will not be able to work out pretty much at all over the next 3 months as he recovers. So, you know, even if the back is healthy, you wonder if he's physically going to be ready for the season, considering how much build-up and training is required of these guys as they get ready for the NFL season. Again, if the details of the report are true, the Giants, I'm sure, will come out with something official on this later in the day. But again, very little reason to believe the Pro Football Talk report is incorrect. So clearly that changes things for the Giants pass rush a little bit. We're going to see a little bit more of Demontre Moore. That'll get Paul Dottino very excited after our little battle last week. Mathias Kiwanuka could very well be the Giants starting right end on opening day, going from linebacker to right end. Tuck will be at left end. Puts more pressure on Tuck to have a bounce back season. Puts more pressure on Kiwanuka to convert back to a defensive end and be an effective player. Puts more pressure on Demontre Moore. Maybe we'll see Colin Jenkins play a little bit more end and a little bit less tackle, which, considering the Giants' bevy of defensive tackles, that is an option they can possibly use. Adrian Tracy could get more playing time. Adewale Ojomo, a guy Giant fans are very excited about, can get a little bit more playing time. So this does change things. And perhaps this goes a little bit towards explaining why Jason Pierre-Paul was borderline invisible for the last 8 games last year. And he really couldn't get any sacks, didn't develop a lot of pressure, and wasn't the same player. And a back thing is something that, you know, held him out of practice from time to time, week to week. But it never seemed to be something as serious that it would require surgery. But it has, if this Pro Football Talk story is correct. So that's a big loss for the Giants. And you wonder, even when he gets back, is he going to be the same player again? Because when you have a back injury, you can't really work out and you're recovering from it. It's not like you can run, cut, train. The back is the basis of everything you do. So that's a big setback. And it's unfortunate that the Giants season starts with something like that. You know, last year the Giants had to overcome a lot of injuries, and that looks like they're going to have to overcome at least two this year before you even get to minicamp. Henry Hanoski out until week one, now Pierre-Paul out, potentially until week one too, again, depending on what the actual facts behind this are. Again, Pro Football Talk, I can't say that this morning, reporting today that Jason Pierre-Paul will undergo back surgery and he hopes to be ready for the start of the regular season. That's number one. Number two, we spent some time yesterday in the morning talking about the Daily News article by Victor Cruz discussing the potential of a reality TV show. Now, here's the thing. I treated that story as virtual fact yesterday. And the reason was quite simple. There were direct quotes from Victor Cruz in the story talking about the reality series. Now, usually, when I see direct quotes from a player saying something, I will take that as fact. Hard to misrepresent the actual words coming out of somebody's mouth. But, taking a look at Twitter yesterday, Victor Cruz took issue with the story. I believe his quote on Twitter, his new quote, and I suppose I should take this one at face value, that he never has any intention, nor is in the works or planning on doing any sort of reality TV series. It's all false. It's wrong. I would love to hear from the Daily News reporter where those quotes came from, if they didn't actually come from Victor Cruz, and if they didn't, then that's a pretty poor story in terms of journalistic standards. And he should, quite frankly, be fired if he just made up quotes. Or, if those quotes aren't made up, I'd like to know from Victor Cruz why he said that. Weird story. Cruz says one thing to the reporter one day, and then the next day the stuff is false. So, that to me was weird. I don't know what the deal is with that. I have no reason not to take Victor at his word. He's only been honest before. I don't see why he would lie now, and I believe him. But it's kind of strange how that story came about if Cruz didn't actually say those things. So, strange. And then the other story, which I was, the one I was actually going to read on Pro Football Talk before the Jason Pierre-Paul thing broke, is that the whole Knicks and Giants not on same page when it comes to Knicks' absence. Now, Coach Coughlin, as you guys well know last week, said he wasn't informed of Hakeem Nicks not being able to participate in OTAs. And that being said, Nicks' people say this thing has nothing to do with the contract. But there is some disagreement at whether or not Nicks informed the Giants that he would be there, whether he didn't. Of course, these things are voluntary. That's a very important thing to note here. He doesn't have to be there, Knicks, but again, logically and the smart thing to do for him, just for his own public perception, would be to just let him know they're not going to be there. And it's a personal reason, whatever, that's cool. Protecting himself because of free agent next year. Look, even if that's the real reason, you lie that's a personal thing, that's fine. Just give a reason. Just don't not show up. That's the worst thing you can do. So, a lot of stuff going on in Giants land. We could talk about everything, and I'm sure a lot of people want to talk about the Jason Pierre-Paul stuff at 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. And you know, the real interesting to me about the Jason Pierre-Paul story is that, you know, we saw him last year at times miss some practice time with that back problem. And he had to sit out. He missed a, you know, he only did a walkthrough, was limited in practice. And it was something that kind of came up back and forth here or there. And we did see the steady deterioration of his performance from the start of the season to the end. And if you look at the way JPP is built, his posture is a little strange. The way, you know, it's just the way he stands and walks around. It's not, he's not straight up and down. It's he's kind of curved a little bit. Now, that might not mean anything, but you wonder if that took a toll over the course of the season and that really slowed him down. And that was one of the reasons he was so quiet towards the end of the year. I think that's something you have to take in consideration and consider a possibility. So, and is it comforting to some aspect? Because, you know, maybe if JPP was hurt, that means he's not losing something as a player, and once his back gets healed, his surgery and everything works out, again, if the report is true, then he'll be back to his old self. That would be a good thing. But again, you never like the fact that this guy could be out the next 3 or 4 months and is going to be battling this injury. 201-939-4513. Let's go to our first call of the show. Say hello to Chris up in Springfield, Massachusetts. Chris, good morning.
How you doing, John?
Doing all right, Chris. What's going on?
My question is, if JPP had this injury and he knew about it, how come he didn't, one, how come he didn't go to the trainers and ask for help? And two, do you think this season he'll be back to form, even with the coming off the back surgery?
Well, Chris, first of all, good to hear from you. You know what? With backs, it's strange. A lot of times what doctors will prescribe for a back is that if you rest it, and you don't do anything, you let it calm down. You know, if it's like a little bit of a bulging disc or something, the disc will recede. Again, I don't know the full details of this injury. Nobody does. The Giants, I'm sure, will talk about it later on at some point.
Yep.
But if you just rest and you let it settle down, the disc will sometimes slide right back in. And you never want to have surgery if you don't want to. So it could just be an issue where the Giants, you know, knew he had a sore back last year. He had some spasms. But they figured some rest, sit out a little while, it'll go away. But perhaps the last couple OTAs has acted up again, and now the Giants have decided, and JPP have decided in concert, that, look, now that we've given it some rest, he's worked out, it's come back, we have no choice but to have surgery, which is always the last resort. Again, I don't know if that's what happened, but that is a potential possibility.
Yeah. And you think he'll be back to form next year, maybe? To the 2011 form?
Well, you would hope so. The only issue you have now, he's having the surgery, you know, so late in the offseason that, if you're having back surgery, you're probably not going to be able to do anything for a good 2 months. So if he's having surgery today, you're looking at, you know, the middle of August, let's say, before he could even start working out. And it's going to be hard with only a couple weeks of training camp, of preseason games, of lifting weights even, for him to be ready for the season to be 100%. So this year you might have the opposite, where you're building up to a better JPP as he gets himself into shape, where he might start the season slow but finish it strong. You know what I mean?
Yep, and this brings up a good point. This is when we need Justin Tuck to return to form more now than ever, you know?
Yeah, you need Justin Tuck to play well. You also need Mathias Kiwanuka to be probably your starting defensive right end at this point. I mean, you need both those guys to have big, impactful years.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right, nice speaking to you, John. Thank you.
Hey, Chris, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it. Rob Vacchiano now on Twitter. He has a source confirming that Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul is undergoing back surgery in L.A. He will likely begin training camp on the PUP list. Now, remember, you could be taken off the PUP list once training camp starts. That doesn't mean that he's going to be on the regular season PUP list, which would hold him out until week 8 or 6? Six. You have to miss the first 6 weeks. So, not surprising, though, that if he's having back surgery in June, he's not going to start training camp. And that way they don't have to use a roster spot for him. They can bring somebody else in to practice and do all that other stuff. But clearly this is not good news. Again, if it's true, all the reports seem to indicate that it is. When we have official word from the Giants, of course, it'll be on Giants.com. I'm sure Dan Salmo will update his morning blitz to include these stories as soon as he's done, you know, taking care of the show, screening calls, and all that stuff. But Chris made a good point. This is going to put the onus on Justin Tuck. It's going to put the onus on Mathias Kiwanuka. And quite frankly, you would like to see a young guy now step up. This is what Coach Coughlin would like to call unfortunate. This is an opportunity. It's unfortunate for Jason Pierre-Paul and the team, but it is an opportunity for Adrian Tracy, Adewale Ajomo, and DeMontre Moore. They are now going to get plenty of opportunities to put their hand down and rush the passer in minicamp and in training camp. It's a great opportunity for these guys to show the coaches what they can do, get better, and earn a spot on this roster. And it'll provide another level of competition for the Giants, which is a good thing for everybody. Coach Coughlin and the Giant coaching staff loves competition. They think it makes players better. It gives them motivation. And that's exactly what the Giants will have with these young defensive ends fighting for playing time. And it'll be fun. It'll give us something to watch. But, again, it's hard to really argue that the Giants are in good shape today because Jason Pierre-Paul is having surgery. It's not good news. So, it's a problem. You hope he gets back as quickly as possible. Rehabs, he's ready for the start of the season. But right now, if Jason Pierre-Paul is out for any part of this regular season, it's going to give the Giants a big challenge to generate that pass rush, something that was a problem last season. 201-939-4513. Angela is in Hampton, Virginia. Angela, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Angela. How about yourself?
I'm fine. I'm hearing all these different answers and quotes about Hakeem Nicks, and I just want to know if you guys know what exactly is going on with him.
No, that's the problem, Angela, and this is why, to me, it's so confusing, and really, on his part, it's foolish. Nobody knows why he's not here. Nobody knows. I mean, his agent says it's not a contract thing. I think you have to believe him that it's not a contract thing. But if
right, that's what I heard. So we know it's not contract. So what else could it be?
I mean, it could just be a personal issue. But if it's a personal issue with his family, why not just, you know, send an email and write to Coach Coughlin and Jerry Reese, say, guys, look, I have a personal issue I'm trying to take care of. I need a couple weeks to take care of it. I'll be there mandatory minicamp. That's all it would take. And all this controversy would just go away. But for whatever reason, and this is why there are red flags and people are worried about it, Hakeem Nicks is not here. And it's weird. It's strange. There's not a great explanation for it. If I had one, I'd give it to you. But maybe when Hakeem is here for mandatory minicamp, and I assume he is going to be here for that, because if he's not, he's going to get fined, and nobody likes to have money taken out of their pocketbook. And we'll find out then. But for now, Angela, quite frankly, I like to say I have the answers on this one. I'm just as lost as everybody else is.
Okay. Well, thank you anyway, and hopefully we won't have to worry about him getting any money taken out of his check.
Well, I think the Giants would like to see him here as quickly as possible, get that knee right, and be ready for the regular season, Angela. I appreciate the call.
Exactly. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And you know what? And Angela's feeling the pain as a lot of other Giant fans are. And now Adam Schefter reporting Jason Pierre-Paul is undergoing back surgery this morning in L.A. with Dr. Watkins. Belief he should be ready for September. Again, that doesn't necessarily mean week one. That just means sometime in September. Mike Garofolo, Jason Pierre-Paul was trying to manage his back issues, wasn't working, finally decided it was best to have the surgery. That was what I kind of guessed was the case earlier. So apparently someone... Good job by Pro Football Talk by breaking it first, by the way. But now, apparently, somebody has opened the spigot, and every reporter is getting information on the Jason Pierre-Paul back surgery thing. So, odds are this thing's accurate. Again, official word will come out on Giants.com at some point when the Giants release the details on exactly what happened. So, we'll see what happens. Rob Valchiano, JPP, has had chronic back issues since college, and a source said it bothered him all last season, which explains his drop in production. Paul Dottino retweeting Pro Football Talk. Surprised I didn't actually hear his head hitting the ground as he fainted after reading the report. Or like a new Star Trek with the Khan. You have Dottino yelling somewhere in Teaneck, New Jersey. Back! boy. And how about, by the way, I should mention that two different things. One, that Mike Adams story in Pittsburgh is just terrible. Getting carjacked. First of all, why are you carjacking a monster like that? But thank goodness he's going to be all right and eventually be ready, hopefully, to play at some point this season. But what was he stabbed, 6 or 7 times or something like that? It was very, very bad. So it's good to hear that he's back. And Deacon Jones, by the way, passed away. So NFL legend, great pass rusher. On the same day, Jason Pierre-Paul is reportedly having back surgery. And all I remember as a kid is watching, and Shakes is on the line. Shakes, we'll get to you in a second. But all I remember as a kid was watching those old NFL films tapes. You know, the greatest ever running back, greatest ever quarterback, greatest ever defensive players. And, yeah, I still have them all on VHS in my basement, or in my parents' basement at least. And all I remember are the Deacon Jones interviews. This guy had such a personality, and he always talked about his old move. And his pass rush move and how he got to the quarterback was he would bull rush you, wind up, just punch you in the side of the helmet, and then he'd make his move and get to the quarterback. Now, obviously, they eventually made that move illegal, but Deacon Jones was a beast. He was a man-child. He was fast. He was really one of the first pure speed rushers off the edge in the league. As much as Lawrence Taylor revitalized and changed the linebacker position and how it rushed the passer, Deacon Jones, in a lot of ways, did that for defensive end. He was that speed rusher that got around the edge and used moves to get to the quarterback and was one of the most disruptive defensive players in NFL history. Hall of Famer, deservingly so, monster. So we obviously remember him and mourn his passing today. Everybody in the NFL, NFL legend Deacon Jones, passing away. 201-939-4513. Back to the JPP news. We go to Shakes Dad in Baltimore. Shakes, what's up, pal?
Hey, man, I had just woke up, so you just told me the news. I did not know that. What's going on?
Well, you know what, Shakes? The news broke 2 minutes before I got on the show, so I was just as surprised as everybody else.
Okay. Oh, what's going on with our training staff or something? Like, why is this always happening to us?
It isn't just the Giants. Every NFL team deals with a lot of injuries. Look at the Dallas Cowboys. Look at the Eagles last year. Their entire offensive line at one point was hurt. The Cowboys had six starters on defense hurt for the second half of the season. Robert Griffin III tearing up his knee. Every NFL team deals with their share of injuries.
It hit us hard, though.
Yep.
Every year it hit us hard. Last few years it's been corners. Please don't let it be a run on defensive linemen this year. About Deacon Jones, I was looking at a couple interviews yesterday, and the guy had me laughing. He was saying about that move you was just saying. Said all he needed was a blink of an eye. He said because when he hit him on the side of the helmet, their whole head, he would have like a. You know, their blink of an eye can just let him go right past. He was a character, like you said.
Yeah.
He's going to be missed. Rest in peace, Deacon Jones. Yesterday, I never answered the question about kick returners.
Okay, go ahead.
Like you said, I do think that David Wilson is too electric to not put him out there sometimes.
I would not take him off the job permanently. I would definitely use him in spot duty maybe 40% of the time, something like that. To me, he's too good at it. When you have a game-changing player, you don't take him out of that role.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, Aaron Ross loves to do it, but I never seen him as good doing it. You know, like, he'll catch it, of course, which is a big thing over Jernigan because
right.
Jernigan problem. But he'll catch it, and, you know, he'll probably get out of bounds, get probably 3 or 5 yards, Aaron Ross I'm talking about. So I don't know. I don't really know who's going to really take over the punt return spot. But I think Jernigan and Scott can, like, share the load with Wilson on the kick return. And I actually see, like, okay, like, when I started watching football, you know, it was in 1990, so I was kind of big on Dave Meggett.
Right.
And then when Dave Meggett left, I kind of felt like Tiki Barber was like Dave Meggett 2.0. If I, you know. And then so now that he's gone, I feel like David Wilson is David Meggett 3.0. Just very, very faster than the rest of them, but kind of the same thing. Like, they... All three of them run with, like, a lot of heart and passion. Like, you know what I mean? Even though they smaller guys, but they run very, very hard.
Well, obviously.
Dan Wilson's not that small, but.
Right. Obviously, yeah. Tiki Barber became more of an every down back than David Meggett did. And the Giants hope that David Wilson can be, you know, he's probably not going to ever carry it 25 times a game like Tiki did. But they hope he can be more of an every down back like Tiki Barber. He was a first round pick after all. So. You know, they again, and you're right, David Wilson's not that small. He's got those thick legs. He's low to the ground. I think he can sustain himself as a 15-carry-a-game running back. We'll see, but I do think he's able to do that.
Ooh, I got a question.
Okay.
I kind of like this kid, and I liked him when he was coming out, when we was kind of big on McClain, the linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you had just had a choice, and this is just you, if you had a choice, would you take David Wilson or T.J. Spiller?
See, it's taken C.J. Spiller a little while to turn that corner. I think this is his fourth year already, right, C.J. Spiller, or is his third year?
This is fourth.
It's his fourth year, right? Let me think. Who would I rather have, David Wilson or – you know, that's a great question. I think Spiller is probably a little bit better of a wide receiver. He's also been on a bad team in Buffalo. He split time with Fred Jackson.
Yeah.
I would probably take Wilson only because we haven't seen him for as long and maybe the potential is a little bit greater. But if David Wilson ends up turning into a C.J. Spiller type, I don't think that would necessarily be the worst thing in the world either.
The worst? That would be great.
Well, look, in fairness, C.J. Spiller has never actually carried a load up there either. He's had flashes here or there, but he's also had some games where he's put up big zeros. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but last year he really came on.
Yep.
It looked like it just clicked.
It did. I'm with
you. So, yeah, I think he's going to have a big year this year. But I also think David Wilson's going to have a big year. It's just they kind of like similar, so I wanted to see your take on that.
No, I appreciate it, Shakes.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, man.
I'll tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow.
Be good, man. Yeah, that's interesting. I think Wilson does kind of follow in the Megat. And I think Megat's kind of separate because I feel like Tiki and Wilson are more every down backs. Megat more of a third down guy. Really one of the first third down backs in the NFL, really. Really kind of started that position under Bill Parcells. And then, of course, you have Wilson and Barber, who I think can carry the ball a lot more than make it out of the backfield. 201-939-4513. Final call of the show. It's Yvonne in Staten Island or Ivan?
It's Ivan.
Ivan, what's going on, pal? How are you?
Thanks, John. Now, listen, I just wanted to tell you, I think what you said with the JPP news was spot on. A lot of people might look at this as a you know kind of disaster, and what you said was right. It's an opportunity for the younger backs to step up and show what they could do, and
mm-hmm.
I like that optimistic attitude. Without a doubt.
Well,
I agree.
Well, you know, the guys have to look at it that way. Obviously, as the Giants organization and fans, you lose a guy like Jason Pierre-Paul, you saw what the defense looked like the last eight games last year when you didn't have a consistent pass rush on that end, and it didn't
right.
look good. So clearly this is not good news, but you hope somebody will at least take advantage of the opportunity and show the Giants they have something and maybe be a player.
Yeah, I completely agree. One more thing as far as David Wilson goes, exciting, dynamic. Do you think anybody can mention to him to stop doing backflips in the end zone? Kind of makes me a little nervous.
You know, I wonder if he's going to do that this year. I know Coach Coughlin, I think, he basically said in the press conference, he told him not to do it last year, but everybody kind of liked it. So I wouldn't get too freaked out about it. I mean, backflips, I know with the pads and the helmet, it's probably tougher. But let me put it this way. If he's in the end zone enough times where he does enough backflips, I think people will live with the backflips. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I'll give you that.
All right.
Give you that. Thanks, John.
Thanks, I appreciate the call, man.
Okay.
Take it easy. Oh, man. I forgot about the David Wilson backflips. The Flip Wilson. That's what we decided to name that last year. Like that. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm sure I have a feeling the JPP news broke so late. That's why we didn't get a lot of calls today. But as people catch on to it as the day goes along, the Giants make their announcement. I have a feeling tomorrow morning might be a busy show. So make sure you tune in to Giants.com tomorrow morning at 10. More Big Blue Kickoff live on Giants.com. See you then. Have a great day. Be good.